My friends, if ever I gain a statement, it's going to make me unpopular, this. But I don't mind too much. If ever you read a message which is supposed to come from a man from another planet, and he says that we are now advancing towards the fourth dimension, or I, meaning he, comes from the fourth dimension, might as just as well be on the safe side, close the book up, fling it away in your ash can or someplace like that, because whatever name is on that, it doesn't mean a thing. He's given himself away on one of the most important points of the whole lot. I especially saved this lecture to the last, because I wanted everyone to get a good background before we started to give it. People from other planets know, beyond any shadow of any doubt, and all of them, every single one of them, men, women, and children, if there are any, know what is meant by the fourth dimension. And they would not say, ever, not ever, that we're entering the fourth dimension, or the new age is the fourth dimension, or you're now advancing to the fourth dimension. I would not ever say this, not ever. You can either believe me or the opposition, whichever you like. I think possibly after this lecture I'll put forward logically why they would never, 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 under any account, say this. The only time they would mention the fourth dimension is to say what it is. And in such a thing, they might then mention the fourth dimension. They might say that we're already in the fourth dimension, that we're becoming more conscious of the fourth dimension. Oh, yes, they might say this quite well. The messages from the mental realms might say such a thing. But they would never say that we come from the fourth dimension. It is not possible for anything to come from the fourth dimension. The least number of dimensions that anything can possibly exist in, the very least number, is seven. And actually, there are more than seven. When this good lesson was given to me, I was told at the same time that these could be subdivided, but for the sake of simplicity, it was not the right time to subdivide this main dimensional framework in which man now exists. And every man, and every spoon, and every fork, and every plant, and every animal on this earth, your pet cat is a seven-dimensional creature and cannot possibly, I've got to be dogmatic, cannot possibly ever be any less than a seven-dimensional creature, at least. If we subdivide these dimensions, maybe we might run into goodness knows how many, but seven major ones which cover the whole framework of our existence on this earth we will study tonight. Now, this is a firm lesson. I'm not saying this I believe, this my opinion. I'm saying this is what is, and this is what the great ones say.